Good evening. Airport baggage claim became a scene of carnage and bloodshed when a gunman began firing into a crowd of arriving passengers today at Florida's Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport. 13 people were shot, five of them killed, before the 26-year-old suspect was finally subdued. The shooting touched off a panic that sent passengers and airport workers fleeing onto the tarmac. SWAT teams descended on the airport amid concerns there might be other attackers. But tonight, police say the gunman operated alone and had himself just arrived off a flight and used a weapon that had apparently been in his checked luggage. Our team is in full place with coverage of the attack and the investigation. Let's begin with NBC's Kerry Sanders, who's been at the scene all afternoon. Kerry, what's the latest?
Well, good evening, Lester. The airport remains shut down, all roads in and out closed. There are tens of thousands of passengers who are being told to still remain here and shelter in place, and many of them are panicked and anxious even now after witnessing the horrific deaths here.
Just before 1 p.m., as passengers gathered in baggage claim in Terminal 2, shots fired. A chaotic and horrific scene. Bags scattered, frightened passengers and airport workers streaming out, gathering on the tarmac. Officials responding within minutes.
Attention, all units, be advised, come here. A critical incident is being worked on at this time on Tactical Channel 100 Terminal Drive. Mass casualty incident.
One witness told us the shooter was relentless.
He continued firing, and I know that at one point he stopped and reloaded and continued firing again.
The Wexler family were headed home to Denver after a Caribbean cruise.
We looked down the end of the terminal and started seeing people running. Figured it might be a good idea to get out of there.
When it was over, 8 wounded, 5 dead. Broward County SWAT teams, deputies, and the FBI swarmed the area immediately looking for the suspect, apprehending him shortly after. 26-year-old Esteban Santiago. His route, he flew on Delta Airlines from Anchorage to Minneapolis and on to Fort Lauderdale, 9 hours in the air. The weapon he used in the attack was in his checked luggage. According to witnesses, after he got his luggage, he then got the gun, loaded it in a bathroom, and began shooting without saying a word. He allegedly reloaded several times. Once he ran out of bullets, he allegedly put the gun down and got down on the floor waiting for authorities.
We have the shooter in custody. He's unharmed. No law enforcement fired any shots. The subject is being interviewed by a team of FBI agents.